Hello everyone, this is Mario James. You listen to my podcast. I really feel that the 90s, I believe I spoke a little bit about this on one of my other episodes, but I do feel that you have Generation X. I don't really know the names. I knew you had Generation X, and that's pretty much, but I know you got we're the last of the millennials, the 96. Like they say, 1996 is the cutoff. That's the cutoff right there. But it was 1996 was like the last of the millennials. But like I said, you also have the people, the cousins and the friends that we grew up with who were born maybe a year after. But they also say in 2001 is the official cutoff year, but 96 was like the last of the last. But even the kids that were born in 2001, they are part of the last of the millennials as well, because they was outside with us and all this and that. They also remember the last of millennials. And I feel that's we're the last of the millennials for a reason. I feel like everything is just so, was right on time. Everything was right on time with our generation. We grew up, we seen a glimpse of what life was like before the internet, and now we're getting a glimpse of what life is like with the internet. We got a glimpse of when food was organic, when food was good. They started making fake food when we got around, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I feel it was around like 11, 12, 13 years old, around that age. Really like 12, 13 maybe. So I was like in the 6th, 7th grade. And you seen it too, but we didn't know what was going on, but in the cafeteria, they start replacing food. They start replacing the cookies and all this, and then they start putting new stuff in there. And just so, it's so powerful how the taste of something natural is. Anything natural, really. The food that we ate when we was young, like even like Nesquik, chocolate milk, like you could really taste the rich chocolate. You could really taste that rich flavor that it gave off. You could taste that to this day. You remember what chocolate milk tasted like? It was so good. You know what I'm saying? It was so rich. It was fulfilling. Bluebell ice cream. Remember they did the recall on Bluebell. All they do when they do a recall is they just take it out and put the bullshit in it and put it back in store. Say it's safe to eat now. It ain't. All they doing is just basically poisoning and putting the bad shit in. That's why it don't taste good no more. Like I say, like Bluebell ice cream. Homemade vanilla ice cream used to be so delicious, but now it don't even taste the same no more. It was so rich. The vanilla was rich. It was so good. This generation has, like I say, everything just feel like it's on time. Like we got a glimpse of what life was like before the internet, and we're getting a glimpse of what life is like with the internet. Everybody is on this spiritual awakening. Everybody is, using their eyes and seeing what's going on. That's why we all pretty much on the same page. We all think different. Say it's the beauty in life. Everybody think different, but everybody's pretty much, seeing what's going on, and we all speaking about it and all this, all this good stuff. We're going through awakening stage. We've seen what life was like before the internet. Now we're seeing what life is like with the internet. But what's next is we're going to see what this true, the word I'm looking for, we're going to see what this awakening experience is going to be like once we fully awake. Like I said, it's something that we have never experienced before. Maybe in the beginning of time and all that, but we have never seen it. And when it comes, it's going to be a beautiful sight. That's what we all about to experience with life. once we fully awaken, fully just come together and fully just spread love, we will see life's gifts. We will see that all we get is glimpses here and there. All we get is glimpses. You know what I'm saying? We're not fully awake. You know, we're not fully using our senses. Our senses have clogged up, especially with, you know, looking at computers and technology all day, eating bad food. You know, that clogged our senses up. It clogged our mental up as well. A lot back then, we used to just do things. We was kids. Imagination ran wild, you know? Imagination ran wild. But we are knowing, like they say, you got to grow up being a kid, but everybody's knowing, no, you got to keep that inner child with you everywhere you go, no matter how old you get, because that person there is a very cool person. You know, because it's the true you. It's your inner kid. You know, you always are supposed to play with life, because life plays back. And we just got so scared of things. You know what I mean? There's a lot of fear that we see, and, you know, we move in fear, and we got to just move. Like, we got to just do how we used to reach out and just do things and don't be hesitant. You know, if it's something we really want to try, we got to just do it. Stop living in fear and just be fearless and just try things. You know, something, whatever sounds cool to us, whatever we love, we got to just try it. Whatever happened, gonna happen. You know, good things happen, bad things happen. But most importantly, we see that now we know. And, you know, we always had our debates of what was the best era or this and that, you know, with your mom and your dad. You know, they grew up, they were born, well, my folks were born in the 70s, and I was born in the 90s. We always had them debates of what was the best cartoons and all that. They'll say some He-Man or some shit that, you know what I'm saying? And we had shit like, they had Tom and Jerry, but they had the old Tom and Jerry. We had that. We had the good shit. We had the best cartoons. We in the day and age where even cars, the muscle car era right now, this is the most beautiful era with muscle cars. It is insane what they're doing to these muscle cars. They are souped up. They are super fast. They got these cars looking nice. Not just muscle, but luxury as well. Like, cars are not that futuristic shit. That shit, that, you know, nothing lasts forever. And right now, we in the best time to be looking at, you know what I'm saying? To cars as clean as hell now, but these futuristic cars and all this flying cars. I hope I'm not around to see that shit, but, you know what I'm saying? These futuristic cars, how they get shit? Ugly. That's just my personal opinion, but that shit too futuristic. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna wanna buy this shit. That's some super, some young nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit just too futuristic. You know how cars is now? They got these cars looking badass. You know what I mean? And like I say, back to the cartoon era, we had some live ass cartoons. We had Tsunami. Even I ain't start watching Disney Channel and Nickelodeon and shit like that. I got about 10, 11. You know, I was straight Cartoon Network when I was just my kid, and as a kid from pre-K on to about 4th, 5th grade, I was straight Cartoon Network. You know, we had Dexter's Laboratory. We had Ed, Edd n Eddy. We had Teen Titans. We just had a bunch of live-ass cartoons. Shit was so you couldn't. It was like, but the cartoons they making now, it's like they trying to demonetize shit and just got these kids looking at whatever, some shit they really don't need to be looking at, you know what I'm saying? It's all the fuck they mental up in. When we was young, like, cartoons was really made to have us excited. Like, they was making cartoons that actually, you know what I'm saying, was very creative, and that shit was beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't on that shit to make cartoons to demonetize shit and shit like that. They seem like they actually made, you know what I'm saying, cartoons to be creative. We could sit up and watch that now. You could watch cartoons that we grew up on to this day. You can watch some type of cartoons. You can watch them. You don't get tired of, you know what I'm saying? They was good. You can watch them to this day. But we stopped these new age cartoons. We was not watching them. Sorry, it's a black cat in front of my house. They say when black cats cross your house, that's good luck. But what I've come to notice, you know, hear me out, you know what I'm saying? Hear me out. So when you look up at night and you count stars, you count the stars, black cats will appear. Don't believe me, try it. They may come, they may not. Oh, but these cats trying to get it on in front of my house. But yeah, we've grown in a very, like I said, our generation, I do believe, will shake some up in a beautiful way. I do believe that. I do see our generation shaking things up because everybody's so open. You know what I'm saying? Is the things that we're seeing have been going on even before we were around, but they're just expressed more, you know. The good thing with this internet, it has its pros and cons. That's everything. You know, you can't get creative with them. And things that we've see on the internet is express things that's been going on. It's just expressed it a whole lot. You know, nothing is new, but the thing that we think is things that we think are new have been going on there. But only thing the technology did was expressed it. You know, it's just expressed stuff. So it's, like I say, it has its pros and cons, you know, everything has its pros and cons. Like I said, I do see things working out for the better, and I do see, like I said, this shift that this world is about to experience is going to be a very beautiful shift. You know, it will be, I see that, and it's going to be something that, like I say, the world has, or at least us, have never seen, you know. Like a beautiful, very beautiful world that we live in, and we gotta just really start paying attention to the beauty, and most importantly know that we are beautiful as the world, and just, you know, we also give the world some of its beauty just as it gives us beauty. There's a lot of things to be grateful for, you know. Bad things happen, there's nothing we can do about it, you know. But better days are upon us. And when we all having a good moment, embrace that good moment. I'm Mario James. With that being said, we'll all simply see each other at the top.